In the back parlour of this house lived a very old lady called Mrs. Mary Murphy. That was her real name, actually. I'm not inventing it for effect. I'm not working for the Irish Echo in America, which recorded that 14,000 ex-IRA men swept down State Street in Chicago wearing IRA sashes. As an ex-member of the IRA, I must say, I've never seen an IRA sash. But if there were that many men really in the IRA, we would have taken back the Isle of Man. Not to mention the six counties. She used to get money out of the Church of Ireland, which is the Protestant church, and out of the Roman Catholic church, because alternately, she claimed to be a member of both. She had a picture of Daniel O'Connell, the Catholic fountainhead of Irish independence, and Queen Victoria. When she sent for the Protestant minister, she would tell me to climb up and take down the picture of Daniel O'Connell and put up Queen Victoria. I could die happy, she would tell the poor unfortunate man, if you could give me a few shillings here and there. And the minister would hand her a donation of 10 shillings. When the priest would come, she would tell me to take down Queen Victoria and put up Dan O'Connell. I could die happy, father. If only you could give me a few shillings that I owe the neighbours, she would say. Afterwards, she would immediately turn to me, run across to the corner, son, and order 2 dozen Guinness stout. However, she got so sick that my grandmother took matters into her own hands. Mrs. Murphy, she said, I'm afraid we must get you into the hospice for the dying. Horse piss for the dying, she said. Jesus, these are queer times.